Oh, oh, hand me my Harvest Ridge, Katie Kimber. Oh, oh, the United Way. One of their pillars is life-saving. And thank you. I had my coffee mug just out of reach. What have you got on your... Is that roses? What is that, flowers?
Yeah, they're like purple roses.
They're beautiful. I thought maybe it was a montage of the Beatles for a minute. That one rose looks a little bit like George Harrison. I thought, is she wearing a Beatles shirt? How cool. Anyway, Katie Kimber is here. And we're going to talk about something that, of course, is trademarked. And the United Way of Adams County would never infringe on a trademark or steal. So they are not having a game called Family Feud. No, no. It's nothing like that, folks. It's completely different. It's called United We Feud, and if it looks exactly like Family Feud, that's just your imagination.
Yeah.
It's just all things are fictional.
Exactly.
All events characterized in this are fictional. Katie Kimber here from the United Way of Adams County. Before we get to the fun, because it's always fun, I want to know how we're doing on the United Way campaign.
Yeah. So we wrapped up our campaign end of February. We had our annual meeting end of February. It was about 925,000. Am I saying that number right? I always butcher the number aspect of it. And we're really proud of that number. This year, we made a lot of great connections with a bunch of local businesses. Our annual meeting turnout was fantastic. We saw a lot of those local businesses there, too, coming to support our annual meeting. And we're really happy with it.
Well, I know this was a rebranding and rebuilding year, and
yeah.
You didn't set a monetary goal. And you know what? You raised a lot more money than I thought you would. It just goes to show you don't necessarily have to have that million or million one or million two to shoot for. What you're looking for is to build those relationships now.
Yeah.
Get all those new donors to continue to be donors. Keep all your old donors, not that they're old, but, you know, the ones that are
loyal
donors. And every year, just keep reaching out to a new segment, and sooner or later, the United Way will have reached everybody with your story. And really, once you hear the story, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Everybody gives to the United Way.
Yeah. I think this year our goal was more so to gain... I know the big part of the United Way is raising money, but this year the goal wasn't just raise as much money as humanly possible. It was get people to believe in our mission and what we do, and I think the money will come as we do that and as we continue to do that. It's not necessarily a let's set a dollar amount and let's hit this dollar amount, and that's all we really care about. It's let's build these relationships, let's work with these companies, let's work with these individuals who are passionate about what we're doing, and let's let people know what we do.
And that's the key point.
Mm-hmm.
If people understand the United Way, which I still don't get, the name is pretty simple, United Way. A way we move forward in our community, all united together with a solitary funding source that hits the most basic needs for humans. But it can be confusing because you have member agencies and people have different missions and you have these pillars and, you know, it doesn't align necessarily what you think. But just for example, and I want to tout this because this is so phenomenal that this has come to Adams County, and that is the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. When you talk about the United Way, you often talk about meeting current, existing, prescient, urgent needs. This is true of the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, but the payoff, much like your recruiting of new donors, will not show dividends for 5-10 years. These children that get these free books every month, free of charge, from the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, 10 years from now will be better readers.
Yes.
And we will know that.
Yes.
But it takes a while to measure this. So, you know it's going to work. You just have to implement it. And still, it's free. All you have to do is sign up. You do have to have a mailing address, though, and that hurts some people who are transient. Is there anything the United Way has done to try to help those who might change apartments every 6 months? Is there a way for them to stay on the program?
Yeah, so if there's someone, so super easy to change your address. Just give us a call. We'll do it for you. You can do it online as well. Not a hard process. We're not going to ask for proof of residency or anything. Wink, wink there. So if if grandma has a permanent address and doesn't move, we're not going to ask for your mail that goes there. Right. Wink, wink
right.
there.
I mean, because then when they go visit grandma, the new book will be there for them. You get a new book every child under
exactly.
the age of 5 gets a new book every month.
Yes. So we're trying to make it as easy as possible. If you move, and just give us a call and we can change that address for you. You can change it online. There's a login that parents have. Super easy to go in and change that. But yeah, if you have someone related to you that has a, if you're moving a lot, I mean, I move a lot. And if you have a parent, per se, that has a permanent address, you can always use their address and go pick it up from them as well. We're not super picky about that.
Right.
We just want the kids to be able to receive
the
book. The
idea is to get the book in the child's hands. So
yeah.
To me, that, I mean, the United Way, every program you do is great. But this one, Dolly Parton got lots of money. She
yeah.
can't hardly give it all away. And so, trust me, you're not hurting Dolly by taking a book from her every month.
No, not at
no,
all.
No, I mean, she wants this to happen.
Yeah.
And every child in Adams County gets this free of charge. All you have to do is sign up.
Yeah. And it's not something that's crazy expensive for, I would say, the United Way, Dolly Parton. They have a really great method. And the state of Illinois also helps as well with the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. So between the Tracy Family Foundation has helped us. Kiwanis has helped us out, and then the state of Illinois, and then the Dolly Parton Imagination Library themselves. It's not expensive at all. I mean, I believe it's about $1 or something cost to us.
To you, not
yeah.
to anybody
no,
out there.
Not
you
to
get
anyone
the book
else.
Free, but you know, when you buy in bulk and you have the standardized, honey, just do it.
Yeah.
Because one of the things that is so frustrating, and again, if you are transient and you say, well, I can't carry all those books around, I don't want to move all that stuff, find a friend, find somebody who's got a permanent address that the books can be sent to your children there. It's a great excuse to go over every 4 weeks or 8 weeks and
yep.
say, look what came for you. And the kids absolutely adore having a book that is theirs. They can write their name in it.
Kids love getting mail, too.
Yeah, they love getting mail, so that is fantastic. Katie Kimber is here, and we're going to talk more about their next big event, which is United We Feud, and it's going to be fantastic. It is channeling the old Richard Dawson-style family feud, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to learn all about it, and tickets are on sale right now. You can be part of the audience. All you have to do is sit back and relax and enjoy. You don't have to do anything. Just enjoy United We Feud. We'll tell you all about it in a moment. We are back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD 929. Katie Kimber is here, and she has the best job in the world because she gets to talk about the United Way and the great programs that they have. And in addition to asking for your donation, maybe at your workplace or at your small business, or just sending in a check in an envelope as an individual, they're going to have a fun event that they hope will become an annual event. It's called United We Feud, based on a familiar game show, and tell us about this. It's at the Washington Theater on April 12th.
Yes.
And the great thing about it is the audience doesn't have to do anything but just sit back, relax, maybe shout out to themselves, you know, some, what do you think that is? What do you think that is? Because the idea is you're going to ask a question. You've already surveyed people. I was one of them to get answers to questions. And so you're like, you know, what was your dog's first name or something like that? You know, Rex, Fido, you know, Penelope, whatever. And the survey says.
Yes.
And the contestants have to try to guess, and then there'll be the strikes, you know, three strikes and you're out and the whole bit. And so talk to us a little bit about United We Feud.
So we are super excited about United We Feud. We have a bunch of really cool contestants from different walks of life all throughout Adams County. If you look at our Facebook page, we give little hints about who each person is, and then we reveal them either the next day or a couple of days later. So we have a bunch of really cool contestants. You'll get to see a lot of different personalities, which will be fun. Rich Marcola will be our MC. He'll be our host for the night, and he's fantastic. He's super excited. He's been preparing himself. He's been reading over the questions, reading over the participants' bios, prepping, getting ready.
Now, he's going to be the more Richard Dawson, let's kiss each lady on the cheek kind of host, I understand, as opposed to Steve Harvey.
Oh,
or
yes.
Did Mercola shave his head and grow a mustache?
Oh, no, he did not.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
No.
So we're channeling the old Family Feud.
Yes.
Okay.
Gentlemen, if you will. So we're very excited. And we have a bunch of really cool contestants. They're excited. They've been sending me their bios, their headshots, getting prepared. They've been trying to figure out some of the questions, and we will not let them know. But
I am sworn to secrecy. Yes. I know all the questions because I answered the survey. It will be enjoyable for the audience.
It's fun. It's a fun survey.
It's always fun. If you like Family Feud and you watch it on TV at home, you know that it's, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, how likely are you to do this? And so you're going to get to hear, well, eventually the categories will be revealed, and so you'll know what people in Adams County think.
Yeah.
Which is different than, you know, a California audience or something like that. So it's going to be interesting to see what is customary and usual.
Yeah, and a
Adams
lot of the
County.
Questions are specific to Adams County.
Right.
So they're not questions about, like, oh, what do you think the best pizza chain across the country is? It's, we're looking local here.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of fun. And we're going to have, it's not like a come in a ball gown and buy a 50-50 raffle and bid on these auction items type of fundraiser.
It's totally different than
yes.
that.
Yes. It's show up in a pair of jeans. Gabe and Raimi are catering it. So we have like bar food, like wings, dips, sliders, stuff like that. It's very casual, very laid back, very relaxed, very fun. Just come in, hang out, eat some good food, and be entertained by the local knowledge of Adams County.
Now, this event is April 12th. It's at the Washington Theater. And I guess I'm still struggling a little bit. You say you have contestants. Are there just two teams, or are there more than two teams?
So we're going to have four teams.
Okay.
So there's going to be a couple rounds.
Okay.
So we have about 20 contestants. We're going to break them up into groups of five. And you'll get to watch them compete.
So it'll be like the
other.
Family, only they're not a family. It'll be a group of people that are put together.
Yes.
That have to answer these questions. And then it'll be like a round robin tournament.
Yes.
If you go into the loser's bracket, you go into the loser's bracket.
Yes.
Okay.
We're super excited about it. And we have great contestants, too. I'm trying to think about who's been revealed so far. So I can give you a couple. We have like Kent Stegman, Trenton Murfin, Kathy Dooley. So you're going to get to see some people you recognize, which is going to be really, really cool, really fun. It's not going to be business versus business. We have no one from the same businesses with each other. And honestly, we drew names from a hat to put together the teams.
So
it's completely random.
Completely at random. So you can't say there's somebody from every generation or whatever. It's just completely at random.
Yep.
And very interesting, because I know Kathy Dooley is not an Adams County native. So she'll have different answers than someone who has lived here all their life and has a childhood here. So it's going to be a lot of fun. You mentioned the casualness of the atmosphere. Will we be sitting in like an audience seating? Will there be a table? What will that look like?
We've got tables. We've got snacks, and we care about convenience.
So there is a table.
There's a table, yes. There's a table. You'll sit, you grab your food, sit down at a table, and hang out. It's not like, you have to stay seated the entire time. Go up and grab another plate of wings if you want. Come back, sit down. We'll have a cash bar. We'll have, like, the first hour. It starts at 6, so the first hour. It'll be just come in, hang out. You'll get to chat with the contestants because they'll be there as well. I hope no one gives away any survey questions if they've taken the survey and they're attending.
Yeah, they're not supposed to.
No.
I, as big of a chatty Kathy as I am, as a blabbermouth as I am, I've kept it secret. And,
yeah.
And there's some, you're not going to guess some of these questions.
No, you will not.
It was great I'm sure a team put it together. So it's going to be entertaining the whole night through. But again, if you just want to sit back and relax, like I sit there with my sweatpants on, and watch Family Feud at home on the couch, that's what I can do. And I
can
eat
totally
my snacks and okay. It sounds like it's fantastic. Now, we have to get tickets. There's a price to this. How do we get these tickets for April 12th?
So the tickets are $60. They're available on our website right now. You can buy a table for $450. It's all on our website, and we're selling quickly. So we don't have a ton of tickets left. So if you're interested, I definitely recommend doing it quickly.
I've been in the Washington Theater. It's rather large, but like how many tables can you fit in there?
So we can fit up to 240 people, 240.
So only 240?
Yeah.
So, okay, with a table of eight, I'm doing the math. That's only six. That's 60 tables at the most.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's kind of a limited. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be limited seating.
It's not exclusive like tuxedo and ball gown. It's exclusive like get your ticket now because it's so much dang fun. You can sit around in your jeans and have fun and drip wing sauce all over.
Exactly.
Wear a shirt you don't mind getting ruined.
No one's going to judge.
Well, I might. But anyway, okay. So go to the United Way website. Get the tickets for United We Feud. Do not contact anyone and ask them what the answers to the survey are, and do not call the people that do the Family Feud and tell them we're stealing their idea because we don't want a lawsuit.
Yeah, no one sells Steve Harvey. Actually, if he wants to come, I would be so excited.
Wouldn't that be great?
That'd be so cool.
That would be so great because Louis Anderson's dead. Richard Dawson's dead, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
I think Steve is the only one standing.
Yeah, I mean, if he wants to come down, he can have a free ticket.
Wow, because you know Steve Harvey can't afford the $60 it would take. It would be great just to see what Steve Harvey would wear, because there again,
I know, I've only ever seen him in his, dressed up
I don't think he's allowed to even go to the beach without a suit on. I mean, I don't think it's
allowed.
Yeah, I haven't
seen it
allowed.
Ever.
No, I don't think you're ever going to see that. Well, anyway, we've got to go. Katie Kimber, thank you. Congratulations on the United Way reaching $925,000 raised in the past 12 months. They're going to try to do it all again and even more in the next 12 months, and you can be part of it on April 12th at the Washington Theater, $60 a piece for great tickets. That includes your snack food, like the wings and the party food. Okay, we'll be back. We're going to take a break. Rex Batteries brings you this announcement. And we also want you to listen up right now. I'm not announcing my retirement. Everybody hears this and they think I'm leaving. I'm not leaving, but someday I'd like to leave. So we have to start training somebody to be me because it's going to take a long time to get this fabulous.
Can someone be you?
And of course not. But if you'd like to be you, an apprentice under me, here's a way that you can become a member of the WTAD team. Great way to get rid of all those chemicals that are lying around the farm and the house. And again, the Northeast Missouri Collection is in Shelbina, so you'll have to take your stuff there. I'm excited. I get to meet somebody new. Emily Pearsley is here. I hope I got that name right. Did I get that halfway right?
Pearsley. Yep.
Dang nation. I'm going to really, now, if I can't do Pearsley right, forget the next guy. okay, I'm going to do it now. Here it comes. Hans Holdeman.
Yes.
Is here. Okay. Hans, we're so glad to have you on the Mary Griffith Show. They are from the Quincy Museum. And first I want to talk to Emily Pearsley because you are the new director. We've never had a chance to have you on the show. I announced when you became the director, but, you know, in your mind, who you think, what a director looks like, I thought a really old lady with a bun, you know, very, very studious and very, you know, shh, be quiet in the library kind of lady. But here you are in your floral attire, young and youthful, hair dangling and flowing in the wind. Tell us about yourself, because you've got big credentials behind your name. So welcome to the Mary Griffith Show.
Oh boy, those big credentials.
Can lie now, nobody will know.
I'm from the Pittsfield area, and I've been involved with the Pike County Historical Society and the New Philadelphia Association, and I graduated from Illinois College with my degree in public history and English writing and literature, and so I've been focusing a lot on United States history, 19th and 20th century, especially pre-Civil War for me. I've worked at Lincoln's New Salem State Historic Site, and most recently, just last year, I worked at Land Between the Lakes, Kentucky, Tennessee, at the 1850s home place working farm, and that's where I did my test run of the Minecraft event. I just printed off pictures of things from the game, put them next to the real life versions, and people went crazy for it. They loved it. So I wanted to do something here too.
Okay, that is fantastic. Yeah. And we'll get to that in a minute because it's Minecraft at the museum,
yep.
April 5th. from 1 to 3:15. So if you know anyone who's into Minecraft, this is going to be a great event at Quincy Museum 16th in Maine. Hans, what's your story?
So I run the movie theater in the Quincy Town Center, VIP Cinemas, and then we're partnering up with the Quincy Museum to give discounted entrance admissions to the Minecraft movie. It's going to be $6 tickets, so that way you can get in there. Thursday is the premiere date, and then you'll be able to use the promo until Sunday, the last showtime for Minecraft.
Now, see, I would have thought he was a PhD in history, too, looking at Hans. But you probably, this is great. Well, you had the idea, so then you had to get him to show the movie, right? I mean, it had to be a symbiotic relationship, right?
Well, I knew the movie was coming out last year when they first announced it, and that's when I was still at the home place in Kentucky, Tennessee, and so that's what made me think of the idea to do that down there. So knowing that this was opening this weekend, and this was perfect because it aligns with the museum opening for the season. So I knew that the opening was going to be a great opportunity for this event, and our director of development, Ann Forbes, thought, well, hey, I'm going to start making all these connections with people in the community. Let's see if we can get a partnership with one of the theaters. So that's where Hans comes in.
Hans, good for you. Thank you for stepping up. You know, I've been to the Kentucky. It's very well done, that museum down there. Yeah. Interestingly enough, I'm an idiot. I know what Minecraft is. Frankly, I have no interest in it. I mean, I'm sorry, but it's not going to be something I'm interested in. However, I could see how I could become interested in it, because if I get out of my own, oh, that's just for geeks and nerds and people, you know, like them, and I actually saw how it would interact, because I love the Quincy Museum. I love the architectural wonder of it on the first floor. I love the scientific adventures on the upper stories. I love the children's adventures. There is something for everybody at 16th and Main.
Yes, yes. And there is something for everybody at this event and in the game. And that's the goal here, is to get people to interact with the game in a way that they haven't before, and to interact with the museum in a way they haven't before. So when it comes to the game, there's a lot of creativity. It's what you call a sandbox open world game. So there, you can earn achievements and earn experience doing certain things, but there's not a timeline. There aren't specific goals you have to do. You can just play however you want, and there's a lot of creativity there. And there's a lot to be learned in the game if you're in that mindset, and that's what this event is supposed to do, is to show people that you can learn while you're playing. And there's even an education edition of the game. You can buy classroom licenses for it and use it as a homeschooler or as a classroom teacher, and they have courses on, you know, ancient Rome and ancient Egypt and the American Civil War. And so it's the game definitely does have something for everybody, and we that's why we're bringing it to the museum, you know, to get different audiences all together in one place to enjoy it.
Young girls, young boys, it's not, you know, gender specific. They can make it anything they want. It can be older people, you know.
People of all ages.
Everybody can find something, because you either already have the connection to Minecraft and you just want to explore this different way to look at it, or you have no connection to Minecraft like me, except having seen it, kind of. And suddenly, something I'm familiar with at the Quincy Museum has this connection to Minecraft. Now, one thing I'm going to have to wrap my head around, because I'm not still getting it, I know this event at the museum is April 5th from 1 to 3:15, but the Minecraft movie is obviously showing numerous other times, obviously. So, Hans, tell me a little bit, the $6 ticket, how is that tied to what's happening? Do you have to go there first and then see the movie? See the movie first and then go there?
If you come to see a movie, you bring your proof of purchase of the event ticket for the Quincy Museum, and then you present it to my box office, and then they will give you the discounted $6 ticket. And then we used to do midnight premieres, now we do Thursday premieres, so it'll be April 3rd is the first time it'll be happening at 4:10 and 6:40, and then Friday through the rest of the week, if you want to find the show times, I'm not going to spit them out. Go to Quincy3.com. Quincy3.com, very easy URL to hit. And then you can find all the show times there, and you can also purchase tickets as well.
So you can actually see the event. You can see the movie if you're someone like me that I don't get it, I would want to go see the movie first. I'm familiar with the museum. I want to go see the movie first, you know. But if I'm also a Minecraft person and I don't have time to see the movie on Thursday or Friday or before I go to the museum, I can still go to the museum, have all that fun, and then go see the Minecraft movie. Mm-hmm. How big is this Minecraft movie? I don't, you know.
Oh, it's supposed to be huge. Yeah. We got Jack Black in it, so you got really big lead name actors. We are decorating the lobby to make it more immersive, kind of bring Minecraft to real life, make the kids and make everybody kind of really enjoy and make it an immersive experience.
Okay. Now, what kind of audience? Because she's thinking, you know, and I agree with you, that this is for everybody who has that mindset or has that creative spirit. And this is great for parents. You can finally do something with your kids, and instead of saying, get off that darn video game, you can say to your kids, get on that darn video game and learn something about these different things that are happening at the Quincy Museum. What age group do you think will be mostly coming to the theater, or is it everybody and their brother?
It's going to be everybody and their brother with Minecraft. Minecraft is one of the biggest games still played. You have every age playing it. You have upper adults, 30s, 40s, you have middle 20s, you have teenagers that still love to play the game, you're having 10-year-old, 8-year-olds just discovering the game. Minecraft is a living, breathing, like thriving environment.
It's been around a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I became familiar with it before I used, you know, my tennis balls on my walker. You know, I'm somewhat familiar with them. Did I make you laugh, Hon? Hey, good. That's the whole idea of the Mary Griffith Show, is to make people laugh. Well, this is exciting. Now, Emily, obviously this is a fundraiser for the museum, but it's also an awareness raiser. The Quincy Museum kind of goes into hibernation in January and February and parts of March. Of course, you have your big splashes around the holidays with all your holiday decorations, and then you kind of go in hibernation, and you kind of reset the ideas and do different things, and then you open yourself up to the public, and this is, again, in April, on April 5th. This will be the big grand reopening for the season of the Quincy Museum. Obviously, the Minecraft will take over that day and will continue to be fabulous, because you're going to keep that stuff up, I'm sure, all those little logos next to everything, even after this day ends, but what is new and exciting this year at the Quincy Museum?
So this year has two big anniversaries. It's Adams County's bicentennial, and it is the Quincy Museum's 60th anniversary. So we're calling that our diamond anniversary, our diamond jubilee. We are going to be having a birthday party anniversary celebration in January on our incorporation date. Not January, July. in July. And we're still working on the details of that, but we'll be getting that out public pretty soon and be inviting everybody. And so our exhibits, we have one room on the history of the organization. And so that walks you through the past 60 years plus a couple more, because there were a few years before we were officially incorporated by the state through the state. So walks you through all the way from the beginning in the 1960s to now.
Saving the building. Restoring the building.
Yes. So there is another another room that is about the mansion and the family who lived there, and also the seminary and the Quincy College. You know, everybody in this room, everybody who has lived there is represented. And so then there's another room that is 200 years of Adams County and beyond, so we even go back to prehistory when everything was underwater and bring it up to the present in that other room.
Wow. Well, you know, it's WTAD's 100th birthday. It's your 60th.
60th, yeah.
So when we were 40 years old, sometime in July, we announced that there was a brand new thing happening, and it was the Quincy Museum.
Yeah.
The excitement, like you said, you know, it's interesting because this rich history, this fabulous, fabulous home built by these extraordinarily wealthy people in Quincy that will, if well preserved and maintained, will stand forever, because that stone, that Richardsonian Romanesque isn't going anywhere.
Yep.
And yet all the different things it's been used for, private home, convent, priest quarters, dormitories, you know, all kinds of different things. And thank goodness the Quincy Museum saved it, because really, without a purpose, these big buildings have no purpose. I mean, you're going to find very few families that really want to live in a house that big now.
Yeah.
I mean, my house is too big for my husband and I to ramble around in. I can't even imagine living in a, you know, four stories or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it also, you've taken each floor and made something a little bit different. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about, when is the Quincy Museum open?
So our first events are, of course, the 5th with Minecraft Day, and then we have our members' party and open house the next day on the 6th in the afternoon that Sunday. And then we resume our open hours on the 9th. So that will be Wednesdays through Sundays, 1 o'clock to 4:30.
Wednesday through Sunday, 1 to 4. And I am so excited, Hans. Again, it takes our business community to really partner with these not-for-profits and say, how can we both be successful? And I applaud you for doing, you know, going along with this idea, because you're obviously the obvious choice. You know, a movie theater is the obvious choice to put this together. And I really appreciate it. So if folks, can you buy these Minecraft movie tickets in advance?
Already on sale on my website now. We have them for the whole first coming week, Thursday, the April 3rd to April the 10th is the last Thursday that is open. We'll have more put on schedule soon. So you can go online now, purchase your tickets, save your seat.
So if you want to be the first person in line, if you want to be the absolute first person or one of the first people that sees this, you should probably buy a ticket in advance.
Yeah, and we have reserved seating for Minecraft. For bigger movies where we're going to fill out, we have reserved seating, can reserve your prime seat, make sure everything is just the way you like it. We upgrade our sound. We're working on getting 3D available. So we're doing a lot of investments into the theater.
Yeah. And, you know, COVID was not a good time. Were you here during the COVID?
Or? Yeah.
Okay. Wow. I mean, the movie industry is still struggling to come back, but you're making it more of an experience. Mm-hmm. That's what people want.
Yeah, we are really community-driven. We are engaging with all types of nonprofits, different businesses. There's Dan McLean. Him and his brother just released a movie that's going to come out June 22nd, and we're actually showing it. We're going to have two showings at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., and it's Dan's birthday that day. So he's going to bring some of the cast to come into town. We're going to have a big showing, viewing with them. It'll be a big thing. It'll be fun. We're just really trying to give back, reach out to the community, and realize that the theater isn't just seeing movies. It's also an event space for private events, rentals, anything just to get together as a community and have a good time.
I was part of that Girl Scout event that stayed up all night. And, oh,
I worked there. I was working there as a high schooler.
Yeah.
I remember that. Oh, so much fun. Oh, 3 in the morning.
Now I really know
kids. How
much older I am, yes. Okay. Yeah. And all the leaders and the adults in the theater going, yeah, okay. It was great. It was fantastic. Thank you to both of you. So nice to meet both of you. I hope that I will continue to see you. Keep it. I'll talk to you. Maybe I'll work on one of my charities with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My one-woman show at the theater. Thank you so very much. Good luck. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk more about this event on April 5th at the Quincy Museum. Stay tuned. We'll do it all again tomorrow.